This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. According to new U.S. Census data, incomes are rising here in Wisconsin, but a lot of that story depends on which part of the state you live in. The data compares the period from 2013 to 2017 with the previous five-year period, which included the Great Recession. Median household incomes rose about $4,000 inflation-adjusted dollars between those periods, but the percentage of people living in poverty held pretty steady at around 12%. The report also took a look at the rate of uninsured people in the state and for the first time examined internet and technology access in Wisconsin. Abdur Chaudhry is Professor Emeritus of Economics at Marquette University. Abdur, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me again on your program.
Well, the census, it's one way to measure the economy. There's lots of others. There's this huge big data dump yesterday, and I think people are making sense of it. But top of your head, looking at what they're saying, what does this tell us about our economy here in Wisconsin, Abdur?
Overall, I think when you talk about income and poverty, I think this is what we had expected. After the Great Recession of 2008, we did see a drop in income and also an increase in poverty level. We expected that in the last couple of years that would change, and that's what we have seen in this household survey. Overall, income has increased statewide between 2013 and 2017 compared to the previous 5 years. Overall, poverty has dropped slightly, household poverty, compared to the previous 5 years. So the overall picture looks promising. However, there are certain areas that are of concern.
Yeah, what areas are you watching about and worrying about?
There are a couple of things. One is we do see a north-south divide in the state. If you look at income or poverty, what we do see is that the southern counties in Wisconsin are doing much better compared to the northern rural counties. Also, we have seen some drop in income and also some increase in poverty level in the Milwaukee County, especially the inner city area. They're not doing very well. That's one concern we have. And another thing that we have seen in the census is the lack of high-speed internet access throughout the state. If you take the state overall, we are lagging behind both Minnesota and Illinois, our neighboring states. And then if you look within the state, here also we see a lot of disparity, especially the northern counties. They're lacking behind in internet access. Also, lower income areas in the state, they're also lagging behind. So that's an area of concern for policymakers and also who are looking at the state.
And I've seen people make the case that that's a really important economic development issue. If you want to start a new business, you want to go where you can get access to high-speed internet, probably. If you want to lure contractors or remote workers to your community, you have to have high-speed internet. Is that something that could potentially, that difference in access, leave local communities further behind than they already are?
Yes, and that is really a concern that I have. What is happening now that, you know, you do see technology developing at such a fast rate throughout the country. So counties and areas that are lagging behind that do not have access to high-speed internet, they will fall behind in many different ways. They won't be able to attract businesses, as you said. Schools in those areas will not be able to provide the latest technology to its students. So it will fall behind. It's sort of a vicious cycle that they will be in.
I've seen people more and more lately compare low-income areas in big cities like Milwaukee and low-income rural areas, saying they have a lot more in common than we might think. Lack of jobs, issues with schools and school funding. The list goes on, economic despair in some ways. Are there common themes? Are there common solutions to what, on the face of it, look like very different kinds of communities?
I agree with you. Although there is some differences in these communities. So, for example, when you compare inner city Milwaukee with any northern county in Wisconsin, there are a lot of differences. But there are some similarities, too, in terms of access to various things that would help to promote these areas. We do see a lack of access both in the inner city areas as well as in the rural areas. So if we want to have sort of a sustainable growth statewide, we do need to look into these areas and see how we can provide, for example, broadband internet access to areas that are not getting it right now.
Briefly, as we wrap up, Abdur, we're comparing a time period that was right smack in the middle of the Great Recession and now this period of recovery. Have we recovered as much as we would have expected by now?
In terms of income and poverty, we have not recovered. Wisconsin is not doing as well as a couple of other Midwestern states like Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, but we have recovered. Our current position is much better than where we were in 2008, but I wish we could have been in a much higher position today.
Abdur, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Okay, thank you for having me again.
Abdur Chaudhry is a professor emeritus of economics at Marquette University. He joined us today to talk about new census data looking at Wisconsin's economy.